don't spend your life, life in vain.
Gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer. They are an example of synthetic speech, a product of Bell Telephone Laboratories research into the basic nature of speech. Knowledge developed through such research may be useful in devising new techniques for transmitting speech over communication systems. To make the computer talk, it is fed punched cards containing the names of speech sounds. The computer combines these sounds, in accordance with the linguistic rules which govern the English language, into connected, intelligible speech. For example, when the sounds for the sentence, "He saw the cat," are fed into the computer in sequence, it says,
"He saw the cat."
The flat, monotonous tones of the computer indicate an absence of the pitch and timing characteristics natural to human speech. When timing information is added to the punch cards, the computer says,
"He saw the cat."
The sentence still sounds unnatural, but when pitch information also is added to the cards,
"He saw the cat,"
the computer speaks in accents almost completely human, except for a slight electronic twang. In the following sentence, most of the variables inherent in human speech have been specified on the punch cards. The computer makes one of the pivotal remarks in the development of the telephone.
"Mr. Watson, come here. I want you."
The present quality of speech synthesis by computer is illustrated in the next example, part of a famous soliloquy from Hamlet.
"To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles, and by opposing end them, to die, to sleep."
Singing, in purely physical terms, is essentially a matter of pitch and timing. In the next selection, the computer sings a familiar ditty.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford a carriage. But you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two."
The computer now sings the same tune, but to a musical accompaniment played by another computer. Piano students will notice that the music-producing computer has a rather stylized left hand. Incidentally, synthesizing music on a computer is almost as formidable as making a computer talk.
"Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love. love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
To get the samples of synthesized speech we've heard so far, a computer's memory was stored with 34 speech sounds and a set of rules for producing these sounds and for making the transitions from one sound to another. When the computer was fed the names of speech sounds on punch cards, it was, in effect, told what to say. But its manner of saying it, even its dialect and apparent accent, was determined by the rules stored in its memory. The objective of this program is to formulate a minimum set of rules for making plausible English speech. The next two selections, however, were produced by analyzing a person's speech and reconstructing it synthetically on a computer. The objective here is to duplicate the sounds and transitions made by a human speaker, including his dialect and accent. With such a program, the computer sounds like this.
Men strive but seldom get rich. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to say a few words about Texas.
And now the computer would like to express its appreciation for your attention.
Thanks for listening.
Señores y señoras, nosotros tenemos más influencia con tus hijos que tú tienes. Pero los queremos. Creado y regado de la misión. Radio Valencia.
Got the biggest rig in Texas, and the girlies think he's swell. They all want him to show them the way he sings so well. So he's got himself a motto. Every night you'll hear him yell, drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Now if this virgin land he'll find it, he don't care how deep he goes. He sneaks right up behind it, that's the only way he knows. He just gets out his rig and then he digs in with his toes. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. He gets that certain feeling when he finds the proper spot. It's a certain kind of feeling only real oil men have got. When he walks into a nightclub, all the chorines start to sigh. They know oil is where you find it, and they would like to try. And some of them wind up with little gushes by and by. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Now once he met a spinster maiden way down in Santa Fe. Her field had been neglected for many a night and day. He knew there was no oil there, but he drilled it anyway. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. The fat girl in the circus once asked him into her tent. She told him she had acres and his time would be well spent. It took so long exploring that he had to pay her rent. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Then he met a shapely widow, and she wanted him to drill. Good thing somebody whispered, that's what killed her husband, Bill. He's got a great big business and his taxes are immense. But when it comes to paying them, the government's on the fence. They can't locate his assets and it doesn't make much sense. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Oh, he's a real true Texan, every night you'll hear him say that everything is bigger and better Texas way. And he'll be out to prove it till his rig just rots away. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all.
He's got the
the biggest rig in Texas, and the girlies think he's swell. They all want him to show them the way he sings so well. So he's got himself a motto. Every night you'll hear him yell, drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Now if this virgin land he'll find it, he don't care how deep he goes. He sneaks right up behind it, that's the only way he knows. He just gets out his rig and then he digs in with his toes. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. He gets that certain feeling when he finds the proper spot. It's a certain kind of feeling only real oil men have got. When he walks into a nightclub, all the chorines start to sigh. They know oil is where you find it, and they would like to try. And some of them wind up with little gushes by and by. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Now once he met a spinster maiden way down in Santa Fe. Her field had been neglected for many a night and day. He knew there was no oil there, but he drilled it anyway. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. The fat girl in the circus once asked him into her tent. She told him she had acres and his time would be well spent. It took so long exploring that he had to pay her rent. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Then he met a shapely widow, and she wanted him to drill. Good thing somebody whispered, that's what killed her husband, Bill. He's got a great big business and his taxes are immense. But when it comes to paying them, the government's on the fence. They can't locate his assets and it doesn't make much sense. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all. Oh, he's a real true Texan, every night you'll hear him say that everything is bigger and better Texas way. And he'll be out to prove it till his rig just rots away. Drill 'em all, big and small, drill 'em all.
My style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
We'll be right back. people run and gather. Now something high has caught their eye. Riding with the sound of something. The speaker stands to wave and cry.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
the most wanted music.
You see. Devil's Hair, Lakeland, with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Choose, always seem to refuse. A life can change. Letting go. Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you to listen to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on Radio Valencia. It's on Friday night from 10 to midnight, and beyond. Who knows how late we run. I, Dr. Howland Owl, don't always know, but I promise you, this is the most amazing collection of radio memorabilia that you have ever had occasion to hear. The wonder, the terror, the savagery, and the splendor of Ask Dr. Hal live on radio. Call in and ask me a question, or any of the recondite crew who occasionally sits in. You yourself can join the party. It just takes a radio, the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on radio, and you, Friday nights, 10 to midnight on Radio Valencia.
Stay tuned, because Stairway to Stardom is next with Frank Massey.
On the Stairway to Stardom, Stairway to Stardom, we're here to brighten up your day. We've got singers and dancers and actors performing for you. But there's more, so much more, and it's all right here for you. On the Stairway to Stardom, we'll entertain with talent and style. On the Stairway to Stardom, the shows beat by a mile. On the Stairway to Stardom, on the Stairway to Stardom.
The 25th of December is a holy day. We've made it into a commercial decorated holiday. A genuine Christmas would avoid the sin against God and His holy child. The meaning of Christmas is almost lost in a degenerate world gone wild. Jesus wouldn't have wanted it that way. He lived with the poor and the needy. He taught them to use their high power while the big shots stay ignorant and greedy. He called them liars and hypocrites, murderers for their evil ways. But human nature has not reformed. It's still much the same these days. Santa Claus is mainly a legend and intrudes on Jesus' birthday. It's the 6th and not the 25th. It's Santa who got us this way. The name Santa Claus is a corruption of Saint Nicholas, the Dutch legendary priest for children, said to have driven over rooftops in a sleigh drawn by reindeers, dropping toys down chimneys for children. It is shown in Matthew chapter 2, verse 2, that the wise men brought gifts only unto him, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our commercialized gift-giving is a sin. So let's give Jesus back his birthday, and this time let's set the record straight. Let Santa Claus have his children, but no adults. But we all should remember Jesus' birthday. For Jesus healed the sick and afflicted, and he gave us his precious teachings too. Yet he was mangled, abused, then crucified. I'll live by his teachings. In gratitude, won't you?
Things have changed since Mama held my head real tight, and wind has blown since I had my supper every night.
I had my supper.